Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
A stepping stone of wisdom. I like that. You know, I got a little depressed the other day, and I felt like, man, that's an ugly, ugly feeling, depression. And I think it plagues many people. Fortunately, I've got some tools, a little meditate here, go for a walk there, play with the dog, and I pulled myself out of it. But many people get these horrible depressions, and they just don't know how to get out of it. So if you're one of those people, then this may be a good show for you to listen up to. If you are a ex-military, a veteran, or in the military right now, this also may be an interesting story for you to listen to, because our guest today, Sal DeFranco from Massachusetts, was a Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL Team 3, and he was deployed in Iraq. And just before he was about to go on his second deployment, he was kind of hit and run. He got smacked, and he got a life-threatening traumatic brain injury, which, I mean, okay, he wasn't in Iraq when that happened. He was here stateside, but he still had to deal with everything that goes, including being in a coma for 2 weeks, and then years worth of, you know, surgeries and rehabilitation treatments and depression. And how many people do you know that suffer from depression? Some make the wrong choices. Some pull the ripcord and go, I'm out of here. Which we know that there's like, I don't know, some huge number of veterans that do that. And you hear more about the veterans lately, but, you know, average Joe does this. When it gets, they get so depressed, they feel completely hopeless. So this story about Sal DeFranco is a good one. And I hope that you guys will all learn a little something from Sal, and he's on the phone with us. How are you doing, Sal?
I'm doing great, Alan. How are you?
So I'm good. Did I tell the story kind of right? I mean, this happened over here in the stateside, right? Not over in Iraq?
Yep. Yeah, you told it correctly. Yeah, it happened in San Diego, California in 2008.
Phew. So now you find yourself going through rehabilitation. Depression sets in. Really dark spot. It was like, from what I understand, debilitating depression. And I kind of read up on you a little bit because, dude, I mean, you're one of the toughest SOBs out there. You are a Navy SEAL guy. I mean, these guys, they're like indestructible human beings until something like this happens, and or something like depression sets in, which can take the biggest big down. And then you had to do something. You had to search inside of your soul to pull yourself out of this. Maybe you could talk about this journey a little bit.
Yeah, that's right, Alan. So in 2008, I was involved in a motor vehicle accident, and I sustained a traumatic brain injury. And like you had mentioned, I spent a couple weeks in a coma and then a couple years in recovery. And towards the end of that recovery, around 2010, I was separating from the military. And so I was going through a lot of changes at that time. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. You know, I wasn't going to get to be around the guys anymore. And at that same time, I was coming off of a lot of the medication I had been on as a result of that brain injury. And so it was a really, really dark time for me, you know, probably the darkest time in my life. And so when that happened, I really needed to find out how to beat that, how to beat that depression. I know a lot of people deal with that, so I'm really happy to share my story.
So then, let me just kind of move it forward a little bit. One day, you're talking to a doctor, and I understand the doctor was also an ex-military veteran, Navy SEAL, former SEAL also, which I think that helps because, from what I understand, your doctor was also a retired veteran SEAL. So you guys could communicate that special language that I think, you know, people that go through what you've gone through can, you know, can relate to. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I do think people suffering from depression, they do have a hard time communicating how they're feeling and the moods and the problems that they're having. So having that doctor who was a SEAL really helped me out with that process. So one day I met with him and he asked me two questions. He said, said, Sal, are you working out? And I said, yeah. I said, I'm working out as much as I can. He said, are you drinking coffee? I said, no, I'm not drinking coffee. I said, why would you ask me that? He says, well, coffee is a natural antidepressant. I think it'd be good for you to start drinking a cup of coffee each day.
All right, hold tight. That's where we're going to stop. You guys have to hang through the commercial because is a coffee story, which I like because I have a cup of coffee in front of me right now. We're talking to Sal DeFranco, his company, Battlegrounds Coffee. It's an amazing story. I want you to keep listening. We'll be right back with more Entrepreneur Weekly. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Special guest today is Sal DeFranco, Battlegrounds Coffee. Catchy name there, Sal. He was part of SEAL Team 3, and he got hit by a car, spent a couple of years recovering, traumatic brain injury, and he goes to the doctor. Doctor says, are you working out? And yes. Are you drinking coffee? No. I can't imagine just not loving coffee. And so you missed out on a huge part of your life not loving coffee. But now, evidently, you love it because you got Battlegrounds Coffee. Continue on with your story, though. Thank you for being with us. And thank you for your service, by the way.
It was an honor to serve.
Yeah, good.
So that conversation I had with Dr. Parson really kickstarted my fascination with the coffee industry and the cafe experience. Because not only did I start drinking coffee, which is, as many people know, a nice mental booster for you. It also forced me to get out and start getting into these cafes and getting back into society and interacting with people. And that was a really big step for me, and that was a huge part of the process. I'd go on to travel. I went to Europe to experience their cafe culture. I spent a lot of time in Italy experiencing theirs specifically. And what I realized was that in a lot of other countries, you know, the cafe and the coffee experience is more than it is here in the United States. And that's something that I really wanted to bring to the United States. I wanted to create this community center, this cultural epicenter, you know, for whichever city or whichever community we were in, to serve that community and to serve the people that were coming into our shop.
No, it's great. And I see here that you... Battlegrounds Coffee Company is one of the fastest-growing veteran-owned and operated businesses in Massachusetts. And it looks like you are getting ready to open a couple more. I went online to battlecoffee.com, and I could see a virtual tour of the store of your coffee shop. Looks awesome, by the way. And congratulations on your success. You also got married since then. And you probably look back now at your depression and everything that you went through is actually, you know... It's that that doesn't kill us that makes us stronger. Can I say that? I mean, you've already been through a lot anyway. And that was a personal journey more so than being a part of that platoon, you might say, or your group, the SEALs. This is something you're like on this journey by yourself. And man, you got to kind of know what you know and know what you love and know what you want to do and know it in the pit of your stomach and move forward. And man, you've done that and done a great job.
Well, thanks, Alan. I think that there's definitely some similarities and parallels you can draw with the military and starting a business. I think that it starts with setting goals and achieving goals. And in the military, that's called planning your mission and executing that mission.
Right.
One of the things when we were building Battlegrounds Coffee Company that I took was create a list of goals, right, and start knocking them out. It's kind of like when you're going through SEAL training, Hell Week specifically, you know, you say to yourself, all I have to do is make it to the next meal. I just have to make it to the next meal, make it to the next meal. And before you know it, you know, you're graduating buds. And so I think that in business, it's the same way. When you have a plan and you know that there are these goals that you have to meet along the way to accomplish that goal, that mission, and it's important, you just start knocking them out. Same way with battling depression.
Yeah.
You know, you have to set goals for yourself. They don't have to be these huge goals. They don't have to be, you know, I've got to... You know, I'm going to become an astronaut someday. They can be little goals.
Right.
You know what I mean? Tonight I'm going to make a special dinner for my family.
Right.
You know, tomorrow I'm going to start working out. Right. I'm going to take my dog for two walks tomorrow.
Right.
They can be these little goals.
Yeah.
But they're reaffirming. You really are.
You know, I went through...
That's what people have to do. Set little goals for yourself.
Yeah, agreed. I went through a tough time in my life. I think all human beings do. If you don't, then I don't know. I don't know anybody yet that hasn't, but somebody said to me, how do you eat an elephant? And I was like, what? And he says, one bite at a time. And same thing you're saying is little, right. little kind of baby steps. And then after a while, you look back and you went, man, I've really come a long way. And then it looks here like you are now working on the online presence of your organization to have sales outside of your local area. So you did a good job, you know, doing the local thing. And now you're moving to the online sales. And we're going to talk about that on the other side. And then maybe you can give some advice on anybody else thinking about getting into business for themselves, battling depression. Good advice already. And I think that baby steps or how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's what it takes. All right. I love this stuff. Really do appreciate your service. We're talking with Sal DeFranco. We're going to be right back. You can check out his website, battlecoffee.com. There's a lot more. We'll be right back.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's...
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, our guest today is a good man. He is, you know, he's one of us that has made it through. You know what they say? I'll say this. They say, when you're going through hell, keep going. And Sal DeFranco did exactly that. His life, you know, was kind of hell for a little while. He got hit by a car, brain injury, and rehabilitation, and the dark side of life. And he just kept on going and kept on pushing. And now today he has... one of the fastest growing veteran owned and operated businesses in Massachusetts. Former U.S. Navy SEAL and his wife, Dana, Battlegrounds Coffee Company. They are working on this kind of a legacy of military service, and they put a priority on hiring veterans, which I think is great. I appreciate that, and I think this is an honorable thing. In my reading, it looks like you hold weekly events designed to educate veterans about the benefits they're entitled to, such as education, health, healthcare, and to induce them to other career opportunities that are out there, which I love this stuff, man. Sal, I really got to tell you, this is important, what you're doing, not only for yourself and your family to have a nice, you know, be an entrepreneur and have a nice business that'll help you to have kind of better things in life, but you're doing something that is good for your fellow man. And I appreciate that as a guy that's watching you from a distance. It looks like Battlegrounds Coffee Company was most recently awarded the Massachusetts First Generation Family Business of the Year by the Family Business Association. So you're doing all these things right. Now you're wandering off into e-commerce, away from bricks and mortars. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God, I got to, you know, got to start this website and have this. It's like, did you go to school? Did you just, you know, I mean, who did you get mentored by to do this? Because that in itself is a whole nother mindset, the online world, the e-commerce world. So maybe we could spend like a minute or two talking about that, because that's another journey, a whole nother journey.
It is. Yeah, it absolutely is. It's nothing like owning a brick and mortar cafe, I can tell you that.
Right.
When we decided to start offering our products online, you know, I started to think, how can I build a team? How can I find subject matter experts, people that have done this before, people right. that have succeeded in doing this? And, you know, maybe some people who haven't succeeded in doing this, and I can learn from their mistakes.
Right.
Luckily enough, one of my great friends and somebody who I had the honor to serve with is Eli Crane. A bottle breacher.
Right.
You may have seen him on Shark Tank, and he was just an absolute invaluable resource. He really helped us with the online aspect of our business.
You know what? He's been on the show, and I totally respect what he's doing. And I like, you know, look, we don't have to go to Harvard. We can hire somebody that went to Harvard. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes the School of Hard Knocks is Harvard, if you know what I mean. So it's good. Yeah. Good stuff.
That's right on. I think that this goes back to the SEAL teams. In a SEAL team, right, you have a bunch of subject matter experts, but at their base, everybody is a door kicker. Everybody is a SEAL. But you have that sniper. You have that breacher. You have that communicator. And I think when you're building a business, it's important to find those subject matter experts. I know nothing about building a website, right? I don't know as much as I should about marketing. So what you do is you go out and you find those people. You build those relationships. And I think that a lot of people will be surprised, you know, that they end up knowing people just within their circle of friends or, you know, within their colleagues at work that do know a lot about these things, that are subject matter experts. So I think building relationships and building a strong team is imperative to any business. And I know you probably hear that a lot, but it is true. You know, the strength of the wolf is the strength of the pack.
Mm, good one. All right. Give me 1 minute on if anybody's listening and they are in that dark depression space, what's the first thing you should do besides taking those tiny steps? But what is the first thing you could give them some advice to do to pull themselves out of that dark place?
You know, I think you need to start setting goals, and I think you need to start achieving those goals. And those goals don't have to be, you know, monumentous. They can be little things.
Yeah.
They can be, tomorrow I'm going to cook myself breakfast. Tomorrow I'm going to start working out. Mm. And as you start to achieve those goals and they build on each other, you can work yourself out of that rut.
Well, I think it is good advice, and I wish you the best of luck because it's a great business. Like I've told you, I have a friend who started a business, coffee business with a push cart in Oregon, Dutch Brothers Coffee, and they just celebrated 20 years in business. There's two brothers. That's why they call it Dutch Brothers. And one of the brothers got Lou Gehrig's disease and passed away a few years ago. Young men, both of them. And his life was cut short by this horrible, sad thing. But you know what? It gave him, it gave the one brother that was left kind of a special drive. And now they're doing $300 million worth of business. And so you never know what you can do starting with, you know, a push cart selling coffee or Battlegrounds Coffee Company in Massachusetts. You don't know what is just down the road. So keep up the good work. Thank you for what you're doing for our military. Battleground Coffee Company is the name. Battlegrounds with an S. And their website is battlecoffee.com. And I really do appreciate what you've gone through, what you're doing. And I want to wish you the best of success moving forward. And because we need more people like you guys. Thank you for your service, Sal.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
All right. I think these types of interviews are most important to show that no matter how bad it gets, you can always pull out of it. How to eat an elephant? One bite at a time. One small thing at a time. We'll be right back. Then I saw her
face. Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our next guest is also a warrior of sorts, a warrior of God. He was a pastor, you know, he had a public ministry, and right in the middle of what he would have felt was probably him living his life's dream and his life's purpose, he gets a divorce, and all hell breaks loose, and depression, anxiety, and of course, people start seeing a physical transformation because depression, you start, you know, looking and talking and feeling different and everything starts changing. And the guy that I know today, Cody Jefferson, founder of Embrace the Lion, is a full-on throwdown Spartan-like stud man. Cody, welcome to the show. We are Spartan. You know,
I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, the transformation that you have gone through, because I, you know, I follow you on Facebook and I've seen some photos that you've posted, and you are, you have really gone through whatever you went through. And I'm going to let you give the elevator pitch story of what you went through. because I think it's important to lay the foundation. We were just talking to our friend that, you know, he went through hell. I mean, depression. He had a traumatic brain injury. And of course, now, let me tell you, I can imagine, because I've been married 32 years, that going through divorce is almost as bad as traumatic brain injury in its own weird way. Self-inflicted, perhaps, sometimes. But the point is, sometimes you can get run over by a bus called life. And it sounds like that's what happened to you. Give me 2 minutes on that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so for 12 years, I was in occupational ministry, traveling the country, helping equip churches, and, you know, showing up full on, when out of the blue, here's a divorce. 2 weeks later, the loss of my 18-month-old niece. And these tragedies and traumas keep compounding to the point where through stress, I fall into adrenal failure and hormonal shutdown, and I'm hospitalized because I'm going septic unconscious.
Wow.
Right? So everything seems to be falling apart. The two identity markers that had shaped my life, being a husband and being a pastor, were both removed. And so in a moment's notice, who am I?
Right.
I don't know what I do if I'm not a pastor. I don't know who I am if I'm not a husband. And so instantaneously now I have to start from ground zero. And there's no manual for that. I looked high and low, couldn't quite find a manual on how to pick the pieces up from a broken life that you kind of helped self-destruct. So yeah, the stress took over, right? Started drinking a little bit more than I should have. I lost a lot of weight. I got down to about 130 pounds, just to give you some perspective. I'm at like 170 now.
Man.
And through all of this, I was looking for some sort of silver lining, and I found that in my son.
Mm.
And as I looked at my son, who was 1 year old at the time, I fell apart.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, what needs to die in me to become the man that I said I would be? What kind of man and legacy am I leaving behind for my son to see and emulate? And so it was from there that I stopped looking at the negative. I stopped creating excuses, and I started looking for solutions. I started partnering with very powerful men and started putting my body first, my mind first, started a business because, hey, why not? Got nothing else to lose. And helping men that were walking through what I walked through take their lives back. Because there's no program, there's no 30-page book, no ebook on how to rebuild after identity is shaken to the core. So that's where Embrace the Lion was founded. And it was all through looking in the eyes of my son and saying, okay, what needs to die in me to become the man I said I would be? No excuses, no playing safe, no being weak, but embracing who I am, embracing my potential, embracing my passion of equipping others, saying it's because I'm not in ministry. Life isn't over. The pursuits of my passion aren't over. My skill sets aren't just, you know, cast to the side. How do I now move forward in power?
Right. So it's interesting. There's so many ways that we can, dare I say, drive off the cliff in our lives. You know, the guardrails aren't there. We're not listening to them. We're not applying the brakes when things start going wrong. We're not hearing what people are saying to us because we're, you know, we get in this groove. And usually we have to run smack dab into our own self. It's like run into a wall and there's nobody there to blame anything on. You go, bam, there's the wall. It's like, well, you stupid. Well, actually, I'm stupid for running into the wall. But like in your stuff here, I'm looking at it says why divorce doesn't have to mean death. But it probably felt like it did for a few minutes there, that depression state that we fall into. Look, we can get depressed if a deal falls apart, let alone your marriage with children and then, you know, family members dying, children dying, which is the worst thing. That'll throw you off. And you pulled out of it. Tell me where Embrace the Lion came from. EmbraceTheLion.org on the web, you guys. But where did Embrace the Lion come from, Cody?
Yeah, so for me, there were a lot of symbolisms that went into that, right? So Lion, the tribe of Judah, taking all of my spiritual past and putting that into the realization that for my entire life, I was showing up as a house cat. I was a yes man. I was safe. I was the quintessential nice guy. I did everything for anyone because if I was useful, I was valuable, right? And so my entire net worth of self was tied up in how many tasks I could complete, how many people I could make happy, right? How many times I could say yes, how indispensable I could show you that I was. And at the end of it, wouldn't you know, you're completely dispensable.
Right.
So I just decided, as I was reading scripture, reading books, looking into the man, staring back at the mirror, just a shell of who I was and who I knew I could be, I realized that, you know, you're showing up as a house cat. Mm. But you were meant to be a lion. And as cliche as that sounds, it resonated with me, right? The king of the jungle, the one who calls the shots, the one who is in control of his pride. And by pride, I don't mean arrogance. I mean his family.
Right, right, right. All right, hold
tight. And so for me, it was stepping into that role and stepping into that power and making no excuses for it. So why did I transform my body?
Hold on.
Nothing more than a manifestation of my...
Let me take a break, because this is good stuff.
Oh.
I'm playing Eye of the Tiger, but it's Eye of the Lion here. Embrace the Lion. EmbraceTheLion.org. Cody Jefferson giving his story about going through his dark days, what he has done to take it back, how he helps people like you and me to take back their life after whatever disaster we have caused on ourselves through being asleep at the wheel. We're going to take a little break. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Cody Jefferson is with us, founder of Embrace the Lion. So he went through all of this stuff that we do go through in our lives. And then he realized, I've got to embrace the lion. Extreme ownership and desire to discover passion, purpose, and power. And I respect this guy. I've been watching him for a while. I met him at an event in Arizona about a year ago. And you have got a new relationship, engaged to a new beautiful woman. She's got a couple of kids. One or both of the kids have a couple of issues, I'm not sure. But I know you just recently went through a life and death experience with one of your fiancé's children. So just so you know, people, just because we get on our new path does not mean we are not going to be faced with crisis. And we are going to be called again to be the best man or woman we can possibly be. To whom much is given, much is expected. And you can comment on that however you like. You started, by the way, talking before the break about how you also made a physical transformation, but pick it up wherever you'd like, Cody.
I am engaged, happily. So Kayla has two kids. Our nine-year-old, her nine-year-old, has cerebral palsy and Asperger's, along with a seizure disorder. A couple weeks ago, she had a seizure at school, rushed her to the hospital. The seizure lasted 6.5 hours. She lost airway twice, right? Wow. So we're going from having an amazing morning and afternoon to now making plans for a child that may not come out of this. And had I not walked through the experience that I walked through and pursued my own version of transformation, you know, handling this would have been much different. And as it's difficult, we start to step in, okay, what is real? What is perceived? What can I control? What can I not control? And as a man, how can I support the love of my life, and how can I support my family to walk through this?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you guys made it out okay. The good news is the child is doing good. But this whole Embrace the Lion, embracethelion.org, you have some advice that you can give people, some daily habits that will transform their lives and things that you have done to stay calm in the face of tragedy, and sometimes that tragedy is our own lives. But maybe you could walk through a few of those for us.
Absolutely. So there are a few principles that I adhere my life to. One is that everything is my fault in my life. And that might seem a little extreme, but I think when we can own that wherever we are, there is some sort of perspective that we can take control of. So wherever I am, it is my fault that I am here. So there's this extreme ownership of where we are. Two is telling the truth. Three is living a life full of passion and pursuit. So not playing small, right? Nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. So what could we do today to ensure that we are living to our full potential? And so for me, I wake up every morning at 4:30. I make sure that I walk through a system of daily habits. So I wake up, I express gratitude. I express affirmations on who I am and who I'm becoming. I read, I journal, I go to the gym. I make breakfast for our whole family. We have breakfast and dinner together as a family every day. It's a non-negotiable. Just to keep in perspective the things that we are grateful for and not focusing on maybe some material things that we don't have, which is the commonplace for most people.
You know what? It's I admire that already. I mean, that's all good stuff because people don't want to make that what you call extreme ownership commitment. And it ain't easy. And I think that through suffering, we find, and through suffering in our personal lives or in business, we find that we then actually face what we need to if we could just be more honest with ourselves in our daily life, in business, and in life with our families. It's just, it ain't easy. And that's why, guess what? If it was, everybody be doing it, and everybody is not doing it. So guess what? It takes guys like Cody Jefferson and Embrace the Lion, embracethelion.org, for us to be able to have these toolboxes with some great tools and these principles of which I happen to greatly respect. Taking your health back is a big one too. I mean, as you know, I bought a gym recently. And we're kind of rehabbing this gym. This poor guy, he let it go pretty far. And so we're working on rehabbing it. And, you know, what's funny is I should be rehabbing my body in the same process. But I'm like, I'm going to wait till it's real pretty inside. So I'm being a little bit lazy. I am going to be going in there and trying to take my life back. What I've started to do in the short term is change my relationship with food. And I'm telling you what a bizarre relationship human beings have with food. And I'm seeing that in my own self, you know, right now as I'm, you know, the cravings and why and you know, what I really should be eating. And so I've dropped some pounds, which is good, but I want to make sure that I do this because this really needs to be the rest of my life. I keep doing this like a yo-yo. Let me take another break and we'll come back and talk some more. Cody Jefferson, he's the founder of Embrace the Lion. Are you ready for extreme ownership? This is how you can do it with a guy like Cody, and he can help you too. EmbraceTheLion.org. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm glad to know guys like this and women. I have some wonderful women that we've interviewed. These are resources for all of us. We've got to start with ourselves. We'll be right back.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So much of what we do as entrepreneurs is very personal. Things we love, things we're passionate about. And if you want to become more passionate with purpose and a certain power behind it, then you need to think about extreme ownership. And that's what Embrace the Lion is all about. Cody Jefferson, he's the founder. He's had to endure the same kind of crap that all of us do. In one way or another, God designs a perfect plan for us. And believe me, I wouldn't want yours. You wouldn't want mine. We wouldn't want hers. It goes like that. But whatever your story is, you have got to be able to take your life back. And I'm going to throw it back to you, Cody.
So you talked about buying a gym and, you know, the yo-yo, the ups and downs of going to the gym, of maybe you get in shape for a while and then fall off the horse, and you get back on the horse, then you fall off the horse. New Year's resolutions come, then they fall back down. We find the same in our business, right? We'll find some momentum and then everything breaks loose and we feel like a failure and we don't know where to go from here. This can be true in our relationships. This can be true in how we feel about ourselves.
Yeah.
If you want to build a better body, if you want to build a better business, better relationships, if you want to build a better human being in yourself, I've found that it comes down to systematic daily habits, right? Regardless of how I feel, I'm going to go to the gym every day because this is a habit. I know the end result is worth it, so I'm going, regardless of how I feel, right? There is no motivation. There is only why. And the why is that for me, for Embrace the Lion, we believe in the untapped potential of the individual. So I'm going to continue to pursue that potential every day. It's a non-negotiable. The same in my business. So many times we focus on what we don't have or what XYZ is doing that we're not doing. It's so focused on our self-perceived limitations, right? The same way at the gym, everybody's got a six-pack but me or whatever it might be. Oh, they're so in love, it seems, on social media. My relationship is horrible. We don't focus on solutions, right? So instead of saying my relationship is in the gutter, what habits can we put in place to ensure the health of your relationship? Instead of saying my business isn't going anywhere, what habits can we put in place to ensure that one foot goes in front of the other and we experience momentum as we push towards clarity and driving down our niche so that we can serve our audience with power? Right? Instead of saying, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this, what if we put the habits in place through affirmations and gratitude and personal development reading to develop a growth mindset that says there actually is no limit to my potential? The only cap is the one that I put on it. So I found that regardless of what it is that we're talking about, everything comes back to habits, right? You show me your habits, I'll show you what you actually believe about yourself and what you think is possible.
Mm. Some heavy stuff. I also have a note here, the power of your story. Tell me about that.
One of the things that I love is helping entrepreneurs tell a better story. 99% of the time, nobody cares what you're selling. They don't. There's a million products just like yours. That's the truth. But what they care about is your story and how you solve the pain of theirs. So I've found that the better we can tell our story, the more authentically we can communicate our truth to an audience, the better we'll actually do in business. There's power in our story to influence. There's power in our story to serve, right? I always say, you want to make more money? Stop worrying about money. Start owning your story and start sharing that gift with the world.
And people are so afraid to do that because that's transparency. And we are not taught as human beings and have not been taught up until these changing times because guys like you are change agents to teach people how to be proud of what you've been through. And proud is maybe not the right word, but listen, it took that to make me wake up is what I tell people. I would not be who I am if I did not go through that. So do I want to go through it again? Hell no. But when you're going through hell, keep going. And here I am on the other side. And this is what I've learned from that. And I remember hearing about 5 years ago, I heard people in business, big business, say things like, well, he or she has never gone through bankruptcy or has never gone through failure. So they don't have the character that it's going to take for this next position in life. Failure or whatever you want to call it in business, in life, divorce, whatever it may be, will give you character if you allow it to, if you don't resent it, hate it, judge it, and realize that you need to embrace it and say, that's what it took. Dude, I love what you're doing. Embrace the Lion. Congratulations on your new fiance and family and life.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. We need men like you. Modern masculinity. We didn't get to that. We'll have to get to that one on another episode. Okay, Cody?
Absolutely.
All right, brother. His website, you guys, embracethelion.org. Cody Jefferson. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Go out and make it a great day.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated. You're